Ms. Eric?
Hello there. I'm calling. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Well, since you answered no to that question, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you most definitely going to vote? Probably.
Oh, yes.
Most definitely? Thank you. Next question. If you don't mind asking, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody in the nation and in Oregon, may I ask what your race is?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied about the way the country is headed in?
Number two.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you, where a 10 means that it's very important to you. First issue, lowering taxes.
That's not an issue for me.
So it'd be like a 1, a 0? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Next, we have a reducing crime.
It seems like that's probably a 1-2.
Okay, thank you. What about...
You're talking about like street crime and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Because there's other kinds of crime that you could...
This is regarding street violence, yeah. What about creating more jobs and raising wages?
I think that's a 1 for me.
Okay, next we have tackling climate change.
That's probably a 1.
Okay, next we have protecting abortion rights.
That's a 10.
Thank you. What about securing the southern border?
That's a 1.
Okay, what about funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
That's a 1.
All right, and the last one on here is creating more affordable housing.
That's probably a 1.
Thank you. Moving on, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you are in the middle and that you can use a number in between, okay? First person we have here is J.D. Vance.
Who's that?
J.D. Vance. That is the new... running mate to Donald Trump.
Oh, I probably don't like him. 0.
Okay. What about Janelle Bynum?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, you can say that too. What about Ron Wyden?
Don't know him.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
I think she's an 80.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
The Democrats in Congress?
Yes, them all at 80.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, he's a 0 to me.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I'll give him about a 75.
Thank you. What about Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, and MAGA Republicans?
I hate them all.
Okay, 0. And Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you. Moving on, now it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
I would vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably a Democrat.
So Janelle Bynum, okay.
Yeah.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for the for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all?
None.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm kind of neutral on it. He's trying, but, you know, he's kind of ancient now, so.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I want to read to you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Next statement, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring political solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. And let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Next, in your own words, what specifically struck you the most about Janelle Bynum? Just one short sentence.
About whom?
The person who you say you will vote for,
Janelle Bynum.
Yeah.
Nothing in particular. Just that she's a Democrat, and right now I'm not liking Republicans at all.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay, that has been recorded. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and a 0 means that it's not convincing at all to you. The statement says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent is skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. And that's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance and to pass opportunity on and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Is that statement convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, I'd say it's convincing.
Thank you. What about the next one? Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the streets. What about that one?
That would be convincing.
Thank you. What about Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
Convincing.
Thank you. And this is the last one on here. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in asylum to criminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
Convincing.
Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, Dreamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each of these troubles you, if it troubles you a great deal. Quite a bit, just some, or not at all. Okay, the we only have two statements here. Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Does that bother you a great deal, quite a bit,
yeah,
just some, or not at all?
Great deal.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second here. My computer is loading. Okay, next statement says, Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez, the Dreamer, has invested in and profited from a K-mine treatment clinic and cannabis businesses. And then, as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws as a member of Congress. She refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, leading fentanyl flow into our communities. Does that bother you a great deal?
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask one more time, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. All right, sir, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have children? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And in 2020, 4 years ago, in the election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. That concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it. Have yourself a nice weekend, okay?
All right, bye.
Take care. Bye.